If you're interested in learning how to use toxic pesticides and synthetic salt fertilizers, you've got the wrong station. What we talk about here is common sense land management, how to use products that improve the soil, and we'll discuss using easy-to-grow adapted plants. We will tell you when and how to plant them correctly. To be on the show, call us at 866-444-DIRT. That's 866-444-3478. Now for all the answers to all of your questions, here's the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody, to Dirt Doctor Radio. We also talk about human health and animal health quite a bit, and that's what we're going to do here for a while. Had a surprise this morning. I thought I was going to be talking to Marty Whittakin, certified clinical nutritionist, by the telephone, but she just waltzed in here a minute ago. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I'm delighted. She and I have a whole lot in common. You've heard her on the show before. You may have heard me on Marty's radio show as well.
You're going to be on next week, as a matter of fact.
That's right. We're taping that and going to be on
this following Saturday.
Okay, good. Looking forward to that. Tell people how they can find you on the internet and in your show real quick, and then we'll get in talking about gut health and things like that.
The website is healthybynatureshow.com, or you can abbreviate it hbnshow.com. And there, under you click on radio, it can tell you how to listen in your area, or get a podcast or listen to the archives. I've got probably several archive shows with Howard where we talk about how much alike our soil and our plants are compared with our human health.
It's really interesting. I've been traveling around, being on other people's shows around the country, and it keeps coming up, you know, the same thing, this relationship and the similarity between the biological activity in the soil and this healthy soil, which is what we talk about ad nauseum. You can't talk about it too much because it's the key to everything that we do, and it's why the synthetic fertilizers and the pesticides are such a bad idea, but it's almost identical with human health. If you stop doing, you know, soda pops and poor quality oils and all the things that we tell people to get away from, and that gut health comes back, the general health just comes right along for the ride. Marty has a new book that's great. It's The Probiotic Cure, and it's kind of the theme that we're going to be talking about here today. When one of the things that's kind of related is our dogs. We have two SPCA adoptions, and I've been talked into using goat's milk recently to mix in with their dog food. And the reason is it's supposed to be really, really a good probiotic and help with their gut health.
I understand that as well. What we're driving at for our gut is a diversity of bacteria. We have thousands of different strains of bacteria, and it's that diversity, just like in the soil. You need to have various kinds of organisms because they all do different jobs. And so you want to not only take good probiotics, but you want to feed them properly so that they can thrive.
Well, what foods do you warn people about the most? What are the kind of the top five really bad things that probably most people still are involved in? Is bread very high on that list? Grains very high on that list?
Well, grains is a pretty big topic. If we're talking about an ancient grain that's been fermented, that's a totally different thing than something that masquerades as whole wheat bread at the grocery store. It turns out that the bacteria suffer from any kind of refined foods, sugars, artificial ingredients, sugars like fructose, and a lot of the things that have a reputation for being healthful are that, like the Mediterranean diet, because we're feeding fruits and vegetables and herbs and spices and things that the bacteria like.
Are you a proponent of the paleo diet and those kind of things?
To the extent that we're rolling it back, getting rid of all of the manufactured foods and going back to real foods, but everybody's a little different. Some people do better with fish instead of meat. I think you have to adapt it, but nobody needs starchy, sugary foods, fake foods, artificial colors, flavors, even emulsifiers like they put in commercial salad dressings and ice cream. Those are hard on the bacteria.
Yeah. Well, I was kind of, I wanted to bring this up with you. I was kind of delighted to see that McDonald's made a pretty big move just this week, saying that they're getting rid of high fructose corn syrup, which is probably one of the worst things in our food. But they specifically said they were going to stop using it in their bread.
Yeah, in the buns.
Which surprised me. Are they not using it in other things also?
I want to see them say that. They may have been going for a headline, and every little bit helps, but they're probably an awful lot of other things. Certainly all of the sodas that come out of the soda fountain, those are all fructose. And those are bad on your brain, fructose is.
The fact that they're moving this direction is pretty big news, and it's moving that way because their business is down. People are not going in there as much as they used to. They've also apparently, from the article I read real quickly, gotten rid of a lot of the chemical preservatives in various foods that they sell. So whether it's McDonald's or Wendy's or any of these fast food places, keep seeing more and more evidence that they're all moving our direction because the public is demanding it.
Well, absolutely. In the first 5 minutes of my show, I do a good news segment, and often I'm listing, well, now this one's not going to use antibiotics in their chicken and so on, and it's people voting with their dollars because these companies aren't stupid. They will produce things that people want to buy, and they'll stop producing the things that we ignore. So the higher our standards, the higher their standards.
Well, it's good. I'm kind of delighted. I think the products that you and I talk about all the time, the Dr. O'Hare's probiotics and the Reg Active, which does a whole completely different thing, are an important part of it. But the first step is just to stop eating such lousy food and have a decent diet, have a little bit of exercise, and then you start moving the right direction.
Absolutely. Everything we do affects them, including if we sit too much. They respond to that. And so many chemicals that are not just in food and drink, but in the water, the chlorine in the water, even on vegetables, there's a case for eating organic because the pesticides on commercial produce are hard on them. And antibiotics, of course, we could do two whole shows on antibiotics and why those are overused, even sprayed on produce. But it's almost all drugs. The more we go to natural, back to the original plan, the happier they are.
Yeah. Well, I ran into something interesting in my doctor's office the other day that relates to something you and I have kicked around during our various visits. It relates to blood pressure. And my doctor was taking my blood pressure, and he said, it looks pretty good. And I think it was the number was somewhere around 130 over 80 or something. He said, stand up. And he did it again with me standing up, and it was 117 over 70. And it's the first time that dawned on me. You know, people talk about sitting being bad for you. Well, I guess that's one of the specific things that is wrong with sitting. Your blood pressure is actually higher when you're sitting than when you're standing.
I hadn't thought about that, but you're right.
Yeah, it was pretty dramatic. And I've looked at that at home. I take my own blood pressure at home. I've got a pretty decent cuff deal. And I've corroborated that. I'll do it sitting down and standing up, and there's a difference every time. So these people that maybe have considered stand-up desks, which is something that I probably need to do myself, it might be something really good for people to do.
I have one.
Do you?
Yeah.
I probably ought to stand up during the show. I've known people in the past that do their radio shows standing up. I'm just so used to doing it sitting down. Plus, my eyes are so bad that I would have to, I'd keep misreading things down on the desk.
My stand-up desk, I can only stand in the same place so long, so I got a little tiny stepper that so I can kind of be getting some exercise while I'm just standing
there. That's a good idea.
But it's kind of hard to type while you're moving. So I sit a while, stand a while. I have one of those Swedish ball desks where you sit on a ball. That helps keep the core. But a lot of what I do is writing and computer work. So
yeah, it's hard to not
be sitting. I have to work at it.
Well, the first person that I ever ran into that had a stand desk, and he had it a long time ago before it became fashionable, was Dr. Michael Amaranthus, you know, the expert on mycorrhizal fungus, my friend who's up in Oregon. And he had one years ago, still does, I think. So that's something I probably need to get into. Well, we'll talk more about gut health and soil health when we come back. That's Marty Whitaker, you're listening to. Telephone number. If you want to call and have a question for Marty or me, it's 866-444-3478. This is Dirt Doctor Radio. Don't go away.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito Dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities.
Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back with you, and Marty Whittakin is my guest today, and we're talking about the health of the human body and animals and the gut. One of the fellows that I was on his show yesterday, I was telling the audience earlier, his name's David Snow in Hawaii, and he was talking about the fact that he used some of the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics in some potted plants, and he said they greatly outgrew the other plants. And I said, yeah, unfortunately, I never met Dr. O'Hara. He died not too long ago, and we never made the trip to Japan to meet him. But one of the things they were talking to me about, and still are, the company, is that they've got some horticultural products. They've got some fertilizer products. And, yeah, it works exactly the same way, stimulating the beneficial life is the key to everything that we talk about.
I actually did see that in Japan, and one of the most remarkable ones was a dairy farm, and where the dairy cows were given the probiotics, the giant pile of manure did not have an odor.
Yeah, that's right. You get the good, healthy aerobic biological activity. There's not a lot of stinky stuff around, and that's just how you whether you know how to manage it or not. Well, Marty, do you take? I know you take Dr. O'Hara's. Do you are you a fan of the pro RegActive as well? And do you do both of them every day or what?
I do. One, the Dr. O'Hara's lays a good foundation. It helps to provide the right environment in the intestinal tract, because we all have a huge assortment of bacteria, and yours are different than mine, so you have to create a good home for them. And the RegActive, the ME3 that's in that, it's a little factory making glutathione, which is the master antioxidant.
Mm, right.
And it supports our vitamin E, our vitamin C, and all of these things, and it helps detoxify pesticides and protects our cells from all kinds of damage. So I've never been able to find, as a nutritionist, a supplement of glutathione that was worth a hoot. They were very expensive, and they were degraded in the gut and weren't very well utilized. So to have a little factory sitting down there making your own makes a lot of sense to me.
Well, I'm impressed, and I've been trying to help them spread the word about it as much as I can, because I see so many people, a lot of people they'll play golf with, you know, popping pills and have aches and pains, and they other things, some serious. I can't get all my golf buddies to get on board yet, but slowly but surely people are figuring out that what we've been talking about all along makes an awful lot of sense. Some of them have gotten into paleo diets and starting to change the fats. They're starting to get that a little bit. A couple of them I was talking to the other day have really cut out the carbs as far as sugar, sweet drinks, and things like that. So by little bits and pieces, we're moving the right direction.
Well, they're going to find that they have more energy, they feel better, they think more clearly, they'll lose weight, and then they'll realize that you're a genius, and they'll start listening to the rest of what you say.
Well, you know, Judy, my wife, she had a dramatic reaction to the Dr. O'Hara. She lost 20 pounds in a pretty short period of time, so much so that she was afraid. She thought she had something wrong and went to the doc and had it looked at. Well, since then, a lot of her girlfriends have gotten on the Dr. O'Hara's and have seen similar results. I don't think everybody. With Judy, there was an interesting reaction. When she started taking the probiotics, and she'd take one every day, first thing when she woke up in the morning, still basically, I think, uses that regime, she started eating smaller and smaller portions of food. She just didn't have the same kind of appetite.
She was getting more nutrition out of a smaller amount
right.
of food.
Right, and the net result was that it didn't work exactly that way with me, but to a degree. But pounds just start dropping off when you just don't eat as much.
I always think if you watch the evening news and there are all of these horrible drugs that are advertised and the side effects, and the drug probably only does a little bit of something, maybe a little bit better than another drug, or sometimes not even as good as doing nothing. When we talk about nutrition and particularly improving digestion and all of the jobs that our friendly bacteria do, it's exactly the opposite. You may be working on one thing and six other things improve because you've improved the function of the body. And we now know that these bacteria affect brain function and heart function and kidney function, toe function, everything.
It's all related. It really is. Well, we've got some people that have been holding for a while. I'm going to sneak in some plant questions here while we continue to kick things around in your area. Jeff is in Indiana someplace and now on with the Dirt Doctor and Marty Whittakin. Hey, Jeff.
Hello. I had a question, not actually about what you were just talking about.
No, that's fine. We were going to work some plant questions in and talk about what anybody wants to talk about.
Okay. I talked to you earlier in the summer. I have a choke cherry tree that I had an arborist come out, told me it had verticillium wilt. And since then, that tree has pretty much died. And I have a sucker tree growing off the root of it. And which that tree suckers pretty readily anyway, but I keep cutting it back, and I have one that's pretty good size. The question is, if I cut that host tree down, will that sucker grow into a full-grown tree?
Yeah, the suckers are the same tree, and you're right. It is one of the trees that tends to sucker a lot. I'd recommend, Jeff, if I didn't do this before, make sure you have the flare dramatically exposed. Keep the biggest, best-looking of the suckers. Let it grow. Keep the others cut off. Expose the flare, and maybe you won't have a whole bunch more coming on. I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Give us a call at 866-444-3478. Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books,
His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard and Marty Whitkin back with you. If you want to call with a plant question, environmental question, pest question, or a human health question, we'll talk about animals a little bit as well. That telephone number is 866-444-3478. Let me see what Roger's up to here in Flower Mound. Hello, Roger.
Oh, hello. I have a question about garlic.
Okay.
I'd like to know what variety to grow here in Dallas-Fort Worth.
My best advice on that, Roger, would be to get more than one. I have... basically one that you may hear Garlic Mike call on the show here from time to time. He got his garlic originally from a lady who had grown it for 40 years or something, and it had just been, you know, regrowing and creating his own seed source from his own property. I got some of that, but I've also planted other garlic that I've bought online or from local stores. And there's probably some crossbreeding going on, and you kind of learn by trying the different ones which ones work best for you. This one that we have is basically, it's arguably a leek or an elephant garlic. It gets great big, huge bulbs that sometimes will be almost as big as a baseball. and it has a wide, round, white flower like a leek does, more so than a garlic. One of the garlics that I've grown in the past that I like a lot is called serpent head garlic, and the seed head comes up and it starts curling and dancing around, and it's really terrific. You can buy these online from people who specialize in garlic, and it'll explain, you know, the different ones. Some are red and some are more pungent than others, and when you buy those different ones, you'll find some that will do better in your situation, in your soil, than others, and you just kind of refine it to the ones that work the best. Right now, for the past 2 years, I haven't even planted any garlic. There's just enough bulb pieces left, the little corms and pieces of the bulb left in the ground to come up and have a nice crop without even planting any more.
Well, what about soft neck versus hard neck?
Well, again, both of them I would try and see which ones work the best for you. I've tried probably 15 or 20 different kinds, and right now I'm down to kind of sticking with the one that, you know, I got from Mike. That didn't mean I didn't have good production one season from those others, but the beautiful thing about this one that I've stuck with is that it produces so many corms, and a certain amount of cloves will be left in the ground that it just kind of rejuvenates itself. So you just plant different ones, see which ones work best for you, and stick with those. But they'll all give you great production the very first season. You know, give it a whirl and see which ones you end up liking the taste of best and perform best in your soil.
What's usually found in the grocery stores? Is that California early?
Yeah, it's just a kind of standard one. It's probably, those in the grocery store are probably either the serpent head garlic or the soft neck garlic. I wouldn't be able to tell you for sure. Try some of those, too. I'd try any that you can get your hands on, see which ones work best for you.
All right. Well, thank you.
I appreciate the call. The experimental way to do things is what has worked the best for me with most of them. Of my plants, and I plant a lot of stuff, and some things that I think are going to do beautifully just croak. You know, they just can't take the abuse that I give them. That's the other thing I do. I'll plant things, and I'll really not baby them. I'll give them some kind of rough, tender, loving care, you know, and see which ones hang in there the best and which ones don't. Let's see what Emmy's up to. Mountain Home, Arkansas. Hello, Emmy.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I've got a question about kefir. I was given a start of that, and I've been doing it now for like 3 days. And I was wondering if you can tell me what the health benefits of that is. I was told it was supposed to be really healthy.
I think Marty's a big fan of kefir. What do you want to tell her about there?
Well, there are a lot of studies on kefir and fermented milk in general showing that it helps to support diversity of the bacteria in the intestinal tract. And when you have a good, what we call microbiome, which is the collection of all of the bacteria that your intestinal tract has, then you absorb more nutrients, you nourish the cells, it makes neurotransmitters, so we aren't as hungry. All kinds of good things happen when we nourish that. And kefir is a good source. I have a little bit of a problem with some of the ones in the stores because they have such a load of sugar in them.
Oh, really? They put a bunch of sugar.
Oh, they're very, very sweet. And I mean, they're delicious, but they're very sweet if you look at the sugar content. The sugar then tends to feed yeast. So doing it the way you're doing it homemade is a great idea. There's a book I like. It's called Truly Cultured. And
that's a great book. I've got that. I've got a couple of fermentation books, and I think they're great. I don't take the time to do it, but everybody ought to eat fermented food every day. I just don't take the time to make my own.
Yeah, well, it'd be nice to have a mother that does it for you or something. But you, in the stores, you can find kimchi or sauerkraut that's been fermented. You just have to go to the refrigerated section because what's out in the middle of the store has been sterilized and pasteurized, and it might not have ever been fermented to begin with. They could have just taken some pickles, thrown them in a jar, or some cucumbers, poured some vinegar on it, and called it a day.
And some of the community gardens and the weekend, you know, garden shows and all will have the fermented products. One thing, Emmy, I'd also recommend, what we have downtown Dallas is people that bring in vegetables and all kinds of things, and more of them are organic, and they're bringing in some of these fermented foods at those places. So if you have some kind of a community garden near you, go down on the weekends and give those people some business, because a lot of times you can find some great stuff if you don't want to make your own.
Okay, I've got one other question. Sure. Where do I find recipes? I don't know what to do with all of this. The person I got it from uses it in her cereal in the morning, but I'm learning to like the taste of it. It's a taste that I'm going to have to get used to, and I'm wondering, she told me that if you heat it, it ruins the benefit. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, you know, where I could find some recipes that could get more.
Well, the book that Marty mentioned, what was the name of it again?
Truly Cultured by Nancy Bentley.
Yeah, it's a great book. I've got a copy of that, too. And then online you can find some stuff. You can heat the things like kefir to a degree, I guess, without ruining it. How do you know?
Right. Well, you might kill the live cultures, but you won't kill what they've produced. Some of the signaling molecules, the bacteria make all kinds of things, enzymes, vitamins, and organic acids, and so on. Those things remain. I use something like kefir in a smoothie with some, along with a little carrot juice and some fiber, and, you know, it's a good vehicle to throw anything in, lesser than granules. You can make a really good tasting drink, and you could just drink it like buttermilk.
Yeah. Try that book, Emmy, and I bet that can help you out a lot.
I thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
I really love your program.
Okay. Appreciate the call.
Good work, Emmy.
Bye-bye.
Let's see who's next. Got some interesting questions coming up here. Maggie, our friend in Fort Worth, is next up. Hey, Maggie.
Probably just in time for the birds.
No.
Okay,
no.
I've had another question come into my head since Marty's there. I just was going to remark on the garlic that I grow the same kind you do. I found it growing wild in the woods across from my house.
That's a great way to start.
And I give some of those corms to people when I dig it every year. I have a few that I set aside. And I always tell them, plant it where you want garlic for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
in that spot.
Right.
I read a thing online recently that had to do with glyphosate being applied to wheat fields a week or two before they were going to be harvested, because it makes it easier on the equipment. That it kills the wheat, and then it's harvested, and then it goes the rest of the route. So how much of that stuff are we getting in our flour?
A lot. That's one of the things Marty and I were going to talk about. Roundup is being used toward the end of production like that for a couple of reasons. I think they even get some benefit out of how long the crop's storage will last and things like that. But the Roundup, see, has been marketed, you know this, more brilliantly than anything, because people have said that it's non-toxic to begin with, and they say it goes away when it hits the soil. It breaks down. Well, Roundup, the glyphosate, you know, the full molecules being found in food and water and ice in various parts of the world where it hadn't even been used, and it's very recalcitrant, and it has an extremely negative effect on beneficial bacteria. And just washing the food when you bring it home doesn't help, because it's inside the food. It's not just on the surface. So it's definitely a problem. It's one of the main reasons why we keep talking about getting rid of Roundup and how important that is, because it has been directly linked now to several degenerative diseases, including cancer and autism in children.
Yeah.
And the government, I'm sorry, Maggie, the government goes along and says, well, it really isn't all that toxic, but they're talking about what you get over a day or two. They're not talking about having a little bit on your breakfast cereal for years on end.
Yeah, nobody drops dead from it. That's why they say, you know, it's not really going to hurt anything. But
I did have one question.
Okay.
A few years ago, I put sweet potatoes in a raised bed. Mm-hmm. I do live near the woods, those same woods where I dug garlic and I pick my grapes. But I have visitors. I seem to have mice living in, burrowing in, probably eating the potatoes in my garden.
Yeah.
What do you recommend for removing, chasing off, repelling? Are there any of those, are there mice be gone or anything like
well,
that?
Well, there is a rat be gone, a mole be gone, and a mice be gone product. It's called Scram. It's the Mole Scram line of products.
And does that work on mice?
I'm pretty sure they've got a mice and rat product. I thought that, I've talked about this on the air a few times, I thought the product was off the market, but it's still here. I don't know that we have it in very many stores here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but somebody called last week and said their local feed store had it, so maybe it's starting to get into the pipeline again. And I think I would try that. The next step would be to actually put in physical barricades, you know, a ditch around the planting area of gravel or, you know, even wire in the ground. But I'd try the repellents first.
Okay. Thank you.
Let me know. Talk to you later. Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, with Marty Whittakin. She is the author of The Probiotic Cure, and we're talking about whatever is on your mind. Back after this.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Garrett Juice Pro, and Sick Tree Treatment, can now help you with innovative products. If you're a grower, rancher, or landscape contractor, Maestro Grow can manufacture products specifically designed for your needs and property. For more information, call Chris, 214-436-3617, or go to maestro-grow.com. That's 214-436-3617. Remember to ask for Maestro Grow products.
Exo Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor-eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH-neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try Exo Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for Exo Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying Exo Odor Neutralizer today.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard Garrett back with you. Marty Whitkin is visiting with me today, so if you have any questions about nutrition or anything, or plant questions, we're working it all in as we go. We probably ought to tell everybody, Marty, that the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics that we both recommend so much and the RegActive are available at Whole Foods and Sprouts and Vitamin Shoppe and a lot of other fine health food stores nationwide. I guess you can buy them online as well. Okay, telephone number is 866-444-3478. Let's go to where? Larry in Dallas next. Hello, Larry.
Yes. Good morning, Howard.
How y'all doing?
I'm doing great. I have two short questions, I hope.
Okay.
One being, I have a bald cypress in my front yard that's about 20 years old. It's beginning to sprout up roots. And I'm wondering if I can level those off or shave them off at the ground without interfering with the tree.
You're talking about knees, not
knees.
Shoots.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, the knees are genetically there or not there, and there's not a thing in the world you can do about it. If you do cut them off, it will damage the tree a little bit. It'll be like cutting into a root.
Uh-huh.
And so there's a potential that you could get some rot started or get a pathogen started and all that. But on the other hand, I've seen hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of bald cypress trees where the knees are being kept mowed off. They're just kind of a problem. They're kind of hard on the lawnmower and all that. But it won't be, you know, terminal for the tree to do it. It'll just hurt the tree a little bit. Not a whole lot more than cutting a limb off.
Well, right now, they're lower than the mower.
Okay.
But when you step on one, you can twist your ankle almost.
Yeah.
Because you slide off the side of it. And I keep my grass high enough. I've got St. Augustine. I keep it up high enough that you can't actually see them, and that's the problem if you're walking along,
right?
Stepping on them.
Well, they're going to keep growing, and they will get up high enough for the lawnmower to hit them. So you can continue to do that, or you could convert the area where the knees are coming up to ground cover or mulch or something like that. You could go either way.
Okay.
Sometimes the knees are very decorative and pretty. There's a there's some bald cypress around town that are growing generally in a wetter spot where the knees are big and very distinctive and they look good. But on the other hand, if in turf areas, they can become a problem.
Uh-huh. Okay. The second question, is it too hot to put down organic fertilizer?
No, not at all. You can put out organic fertilizer any month of the year. I've got some I need to put out right now, and I'll probably be doing it pretty soon. It's just a matter of do you want to do it in the heat and be out there yourself, and do you want to go to the trouble of watering it in, which you don't have to do, but for to get the benefit out of it, you need to go ahead and water it in after it's put out. But no, you won't have to worry about burn. There's no reason to stay away from using organic fertilizer because it might stimulate disease in your turf grass or anything like that.
All right. Well, I thank you.
Appreciate the call.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
And let's see what Mark is up to in San Francisco. Hi, Mark.
Can you hear me all right, Howard?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All right. I used to live in El Paso when I stayed with my sisters over there. I'm here in a microclimate in this city. We've got all kinds of climates within the city. And right now the fog is coming in pretty strong.
Okay, that's a common occurrence, yeah.
And unfortunately, it got a lot less since we had that five-year drought, but it seems like we're coming out of it a little bit. So my question about the cherry tomatoes, I have some sprouting. They're only about maybe 2 or 3 inches high, and I have them outside in a flat, and along with some sweet peppers. They don't seem to mind each other's company too much, but I know sweet peppers they're very particular about their pH and all stuff like that.
Anyway, not really. I think that the peppers are about as easy to grow as tomatoes, require about the same situation.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, then how high should I let them get until I start thinning them out and then put them in? What I'm wanting to do is put them in individual pots because there's not a lot of space.
Well, you can go ahead and thin them out anytime you want to and get them in full sun. The tomatoes need full sun. Here's the key to remember. The tomatoes need full sun as soon as possible, and they will develop in containers as long as you don't let them dry out or keep them too wet. Use organic fertilizers. The Garrett juice works beautifully in the potted plants. The peppers, on the other hand, can take a little shade. So if you have some spots that aren't in full sun all day, you can put the peppers there, keep the tomatoes in the full sun spots.
Oh, great. Thank you. Can I ask you one more quick question?
Real fast.
I got a real big pepper plant in the pot, but it's not producing yet, and it seems like it should be.
Just some Garrett juice as a fertilizer and spray on the foliage, and I think you'll see flowers set and fruit start to be produced.
Will do. Thanks so
okay.
much.
Okay, good luck with that. Well, Marty, thanks a lot for coming today. You can hang around longer if you want to for the third hour. It's totally up to you. Marty, again, is the author of The Probiotic Cure, and we're really on the same wavelength about improving the health of the soil and the health of the gut of animals as well as people.
Thank you. It's always interesting, but I can hear it on the radio, too, going home.
All right. Thank you,
Marty.
Howard. Appreciate you coming. Well, I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The number to be with me is 866-444-3478. We'll be back right after this.